Look, my difficulty in driving through a traffic light intersection with three or four or five or six people wanting to sell me something or wanting me to give them something, my experience of that, which is difficult, I just don't know how to behave in those situations. Obviously, it is significantly better than their experience of living on the street and being hungry and all of the ills that go with being on the street. But it's something that has been a problem in South Africa for a long time, and it is a problem which the COVID pandemic has made significantly worse. Musenberg has opened a new service centre. Peter Corbett, the chair of the Musenberg Improvement District, is on the line to us now. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I don't think that anybody would argue, well, maybe some would, don't offer services, because if you offer services, you attract more to the area. I'm sure you've had that kind of contribution.
Look, I think that's something we all are wary of, but it's unlikely to get very much worse. We have, and have had for many years, somewhere between 40 and 50 homeless people, genuinely homeless people, sleeping on the streets, under bridges, in shop doorways in Musenberg. And we have been trying for two or three years to get an NGO set up here who specialize in dealing with rehabilitation, and to some degree, together with that, feeding homeless, but in a situation where they're participating in what is hoped will be rehabilitation. I mean, this won't happen. You won't suddenly rehabilitate 40 to 50 homeless people, but if you can start to make an impact, it certainly will assist things.
And what services will be offered at the service center, and where is the service center?
They basically spend the mornings, at the moment it's only morning, where they've had, and it's not the same ones who come in every day, they've had 15 to 20 homeless people coming in, getting registered. Sometimes there will be different people, but they estimate that to date, the bulk of the homeless people in Musenberg have attended 1, 2, 3 days a week. And they come in, they get counseling. One of the popular things, not something I would participate in particularly, but they love Bible classes, and they get breakfast before they start, and they get lunch when they finish, and then they go back to wherever they hang out. What is seriously lacking here is a shelter or safe space of some kind. We have got, in the Musenberg Improvement District, we've got probably sufficient capital to build a simple safe space. What we need is a piece of land to put it on, and I have to say the council have been most unhelpful in this regard. There's lots of land around Musenberg, but the bureaucracy is something you have to experience to believe.
And I'm sure neighbours' objections are all something that you will have to deal with if and when the city provides you with a plot of land on which to build.
Well, there's land that isn't really in the public eye very much, but it's quite interesting. We've very widely publicised within Musenberg that we've opened this centre, and of several thousand people, we've had one person who's a notorious complainer, one person only complained.
Oh, that's really good news. So, Peter, if people in the Musenberg area are listening now, and a street person, homeless person, knocks on the door and says, "Please, can I have?" The advice would be to ask them to go along to the centre and register there.
Well, U-Turn, which is the NGO who are doing this, very well known, they have set up a system of vouchers so that you don't give people food, you don't give people money. What you do is you either get them to do a little job for you, or you just, out of the kindness of your heart, give them a voucher, which you can then buy from one of a number of shops in the village. And they're 20 Rand vouchers. You buy them in books of 100 Rand, and you give them that. They then take that to the service center and exchange it for either some clothing, secondhand clothing, or food, a meal. And they then encourage
Do they only get clothing and food if they have a voucher?
No, nobody would be turned away who's absolutely wanting. But they do expect them to participate in their classes, if you want to call them that. One of the great fears we had, that if people heard there were free meals, they could come from far and wide. For example, we've got a lot of parking attendants, so-called, who come across from the nearby Capricorn or Fragrant, and they do their parking attendant thing all day. And if they thought they could just pop out, not being on the street, and get a free meal, they would do so. So we want to try to avoid that. This is for the people who are homeless and who are wanting a hand up rather than a hand out.
And then where is the centre? So again, if you haven't bought vouchers or you've run out of vouchers and somebody knocks on your door, you want to be able to tell them where to go.
It's at number 5 Killarney Road.
And I'm sure people in Musenberg.
Everybody in Musenberg knows Killarney Road. It's just off Atlantic Road, runs through to Palmer Road, where all the Edwardian Victorian shops are. And it's very well.
Peter Corbett, thanks for talking to us this afternoon, the chair of the Musenberg Improvement District.